531.
Welcome to Rotuman Language Week 2020. Our theme for this year, Potua os Fainga Maosang Fak Rotuma, nurturing our Rotuman identity through language and culture. International Nurses Day is celebrated around the world every 12th of May, the birthday of Florence Nightingale, a celebrated English social reformer and statistician and the founder of modern-day nursing. International Nurses Day 2020 theme this year is Nursing the World to Health, which is so very appropriate, especially during the current COVID-19 global pandemic situation that the world is currently facing. This morning, we're joined on Pacific Breakfast by Api'i Vavianori, a nurse at Manukau Super Clinic, former clinical specialty nurse at Manukau Surgical Centre, who studied a postgraduate diploma in advanced nursing at the University of Auckland. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Api'i.
Kia rana, Brian.
Kia rana indeed. Well, International Nurses Day 2020, where did it all start for you, Api'i?
It's always been a childhood dream of mine to become a nurse. You know, I just wanted to help my Cook Island community, you know, give back. And, yeah.
In terms of your nursing career, can you give us an overview? How long have you been nursing, and the types of nursing that you have, you know, played or nursing roles over the years, please, Api'i?
Yep. So I've been nursing for almost 13 years now, and 10 of those I've been, like, since I graduated, I was in the operating theatres. So yeah, I was a specialist nurse in there, and now I'm a nurse specialist in the pain service at County's Manukau Health.
What does that, you know, your current role involve, please? Tell us more.
Oh, okay. So there's chronic pain and there's acute pain. So I work across both sites, Manukau Super Clinic and as well as Middlemore. So acute pain is, you know, when patients come in with acute pain or when they're after they had surgery, we see them in hospital. And at Manukau Super Clinic with chronic pain service, we see patients that have had long-standing pain, you know, had pain for many years, and we see them as outpatients. So, yeah, my role is quite expanded. I'm on both sites.
That begs the question, you know, for, you know, from the time that you studied Api'i and to now, you know, how much more the role of nursing has, you know, expanded for you over the 13 years. Tell us, you know, talk to us about that.
Yep. Well, good. Like I said, nursing has always been, you know, my childhood dream. I had an auntie that's a nurse, so you know, I wanted to follow in her footsteps, and So I've seen a lot there, you know, with nursing. There's a lot of changes over the years that you just have to, you know, keep on top of, and.
In terms of COVID-19 over the last, you know, 6-7 weeks, Api'i, can you please describe to me how it's been for you and your colleagues, you know, with the extra, well, you know, workload and the, you know, just in terms of the uncertainty around COVID-19 and people, you know, going to hospitals and clinics, etc. How has that been?
It was quite a scary time for us. Well, with the clinic, because we know, you know, with we had to do telehealth, so there was a lot of working from home with that, which was fine. But like going into hospitals with my other role, with acute pain, because we still had to see patients in the hospitals, and it is quite scary. You know, I feel for all our nurses risking their lives, and you know, their sacrifices, leaving their families home, and going into hospital and, you know, caring for our people. And, yeah, especially during this time. And I just want to voice my you know, a tribute to all the nurses that has lost their life due to this pandemic.
Abby, you talked about, you know, why you got into nursing. Mm. Can you please tell me, what is it that you love about this most noble health profession?
It's about caring for people and seeing them come through, you know, come out of the health problems that they, you know, it's just to see the satisfaction in their, you know, in them. And it makes me feel, I don't know, yeah, it's just heartwarming seeing, like, the changes that I do for people.
In terms of the patients, please, In terms of the patients that you've, you know, interacted with over the COVID-19 pandemic, how have they been, and, you know, what have they been saying to you?
A lot of positive things that, you know, always praising us, especially nurses, you know, like I said, sacrificing ourselves, risking our lives every day to go into the hospital and care for everyone. And so, yeah.
And so in terms of your current role, you know, 13 years you've been in the profession, you know, what are your future plans? Are you looking at going into another role within the health profession, or, you know, talk to us about that, please.
Yes, actually, because at the moment I'm a nurse specialist, so I'm going to aim to go up there and become, you know, maybe a nurse manager one day, actually, because I'm currently doing my master's in nursing, and my 5-year plan is to become a nurse practitioner.
It's awesome. And can I ask, Abi'i, you know, with your colleagues and the comments, what about your family? They must be so very proud of you and the work that you're doing, especially during COVID-19.
Yeah, my family is, but I know they're proud, but, you know, I have 2 young children and they understand, you know, the sacrifices that I have to spend for them. And they understand that, because I'm a single mom, so they understood that, you know, if something happens to me, they know that we'll have to be separated, you know, for quarantine time Yeah, it is tough.
How do you manage that, please, Abi'i? Because, you know, a single mum, nursing, which of course, you know, over the last 6-7 weeks has been, you know, extra workload for yourself. And then on top of that, you know, studies. How do you manage all that?
That's what everyone asks me and I have no idea. I guess I've always loved challenges. So that's what I'm doing.
Abi'i, for all of our, you know, nurses that are tuning in this morning and watching online, what would you like to say to them?
I would like to say happy International Nurses Day to all nurses, our Pacific nurses out in the Pacific Islanders, and all my colleagues. And keep up the good work that you're doing. Go nurses.
Go nurses, indeed. It's a very big thank you. Me taki ma'ata o Rotuman Language Week faixia Abi'i Vavia Nori. Abi'i, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been so blessed, and to you, and of course to all our nurses, thank you so much for the amazing work that you're doing. Bless you heaps. Kia manuia.